State Senate leader Dean Skelos has resigned his post over a corruption scandal, and Republicans have elected Senator John Flanagan, currently chairman of the State Education Committee, to be his successor. And as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, Flanagan beat out Syracuse area Senator John DeFrancisco to become the new Senate leader.
Resolution is passed. Congratulations, Senator John Flanagan.
John Flanagan, a Republican from Long Island, a GOP stronghold in the Senate, became the new leader of that chamber with a unanimous floor vote from his Republican conference. Flanagan emerged from a three-hour closed-door meeting earlier to announce his victory.
We come out of this unified, and we are ready to do people's business. I know there's a lot of work that has to get finished before the end of session.
The race to succeed the disgraced Senator Skelos pitted upstate senators against downstate ones. Senator John DeFrancisco of Syracuse had also sought the leadership post. DeFrancisco appeared with Flanagan and says there are no hard feelings and that all of the Republican senators will be working together.
I'm sorry, but you're not going to have a lot of theater after, and that's exactly what's happening. We are a conference. We need each other to survive. We need each other to do what we have to do.
Flanagan, a former assemblyman, replaced his father, who died in office nearly three decades ago. He is married with three children and until today held the prominent post of Senate Education Committee chair. Flanagan says he does not yet know who he will appoint to replace him on the committee, but he does say that Senator Tom Libous of Binghamton will remain as deputy majority leader, even though Libous is under indictment. Senator Libous is also seriously ill, but has been attending the conference meetings via telephone. Flanagan says he will be giving up his private law practice. Former Senate Leader Skelos' private law practice has come under scrutiny in the federal corruption case against him. And former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who was arrested in January, is also accused of manipulating his private law practice to illegally gain millions of dollars in payments. Senator Flanagan did not directly answer when asked whether federal prosecutors might have him in their sights, but he says there's not a lot to be concerned about.
I don't believe there's anything to worry about. Period.
The new leader pledged to run a more open Senate.
Every one of my colleagues takes these types of issues very seriously because you get painted with a broad brush, and I want to be able to be a leader and an ambassador for our conference in the sense that we are doing everything so that the public knows what we are doing it, how we are doing it, and equally as important, why we're doing it.
Senator Skelos, who will keep his seat in the Senate, though not a leadership post, at first blamed the news media in part for his ultimate decision to step aside, claiming a news photographer had upset his grandson.
Number one, and this is maybe hard to believe, there was a photographer that went into the backyard of my grandkid's house. My grandkid fell, split his lip. And I said, you know what? It's not worth it. And that's one of the main reasons.
Skelos admits there was another reason, though, too, following a federal complaint that charged him with six counts in an extortion and bribery scheme.
Quite frankly, I think I was somewhat of a distraction.
Senate Leader Flanagan says he hopes to meet as soon as possible with Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Governor Cuomo to discuss major issues that need to be settled before the legislative session ends, including renewing New York City's rent laws and a related tax break for real estate developers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.